It's a Wednesday morning, and it's time to check in with the folks from the town of Jonesboro, which sponsors this portion of our program. They call their portion the JBO Show, and joining us to talk about a special event coming up this weekend is the person who handles the outreach for the town of Jonesboro, Nora Davis. Good morning, Nora. How are you on this almost spring-like morning?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing just fine, thank you, and appreciate you joining us here to talk about this. It's a fundraiser that's taking place this weekend to collect funds and make sure that the continued ongoing existence of Music on the Square, one of Jonesboro's most popular ongoing warm weather activities, weekly presentations on the square in Jonesboro, of music and entertainment and food trucks and a whole lot more. But in order to do that, you know, you got to have some funds to start it all off. So you got a big fundraiser coming up this weekend. Nora, tell us first off, where and when is it going to be and how can we be a part?
Yeah, so it'll be this Friday from 6 to 9. We'll have food and live music. We'll also have a silent auction and a live auction. And then tickets for that are $50, and you can go to jonesboro.com/mots to buy those tickets.
Okay, and the venue for this, where is it going to be now this Friday?
Oh, it'll be at the McKinney Center.
Okay, very good. Wasn't sure about that. So this Friday we'll have the fundraiser for Music on the Square. Now, as I said earlier, of course, Music on the Square provides wonderful music weekends all throughout the summertime, starting, I guess, is it just summertime, or does it actually start, sort of follow the holidays from Memorial Day to Labor Day? How is that set up offhand, Nora?
It starts in May, the first weekend in May, and goes to end of September.
Okay.
Every Friday night, yeah.
Yeah, so I was a little short in my description of it there, too. Now, for the fundraiser coming up, though, for that $50 entry fee, folks are going to get a whole lot of activities. Tell us what's going to be taking place.
Oh, sure, yeah. So we will have a silent auction and a live auction. The live auction starts at 7 o'clock, and we have a lot of different items that people can bid on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited about that. And then the Johnson City Jazz Collective will be playing music, and then Main Street Cafe will provide food, and Depot Street Brewing will have drinks.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it sounds like a lot of fun to do that. Now, these auctions, of course, those are always a lot of fun. The items, I'm sure you said you had a lot on hand there, were gathered from different areas in and around Jonesboro. Can you just maybe give a sort of a teaser of two or three or four of the items that you saw that folks might be interested in?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a chair from Mock. And this is like a $1,000 chair.
Right. One of those Echinesh chairs.
Yeah. We also have ice cream for a year for the East Tennessee Hemp Company.
Wow.
So you just come in with a gift card. We have a few like different artworks from different local artists. And we have like tickets and gift cards. Businesses. Yeah.
Yeah, silent auctions are, outright auctions and silent ones, too, are always a lot of fun. So that's going to be something that I know everybody will have a great time doing, too. You said the tickets are available now. Where can folks get that the tickets? Because I know a lot of people want to be involved in this.
Yeah, so you can go to jonesboro.com/MOTS, M-O-T-S.
Okay, Music on the Square, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you can call the Visitor Center, and that number is 423-753-1010.
Yeah, 753-1010, you can learn anything you want to know about Jonesboro at that number, that's for sure. Nora Davis handles outreach and publicity for the town of Jonesboro, joining us today to talk about the big fundraiser at the McKinney Center this Friday from 6 to 9 p.m., local food, live music, and a whole lot of wonderful activities. And, of course, it supports helps underwrite the Music on the Square program for 2023 in Jonesboro. Thanks so much, Nora Davis, Town of Jonesboro. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you.